The vast majority of older adults say they want to age in their own homes, but sometimes it's hard for them to do the things that make that possible, like cook a meal or get in and out of the bathtub. NPR's Ina Jaffe has this story about one innovative program designed to help.
A little lightheaded.
Uh-oh.
83-year-old Betty Givens greets two visitors to the home she shares with her daughter in Riverside, California. They're from a program called CAPABLE, which stands for Community Aging in Place, Advancing Better Living for Elders. One of the visitors is occupational therapist Melinda Underwood. It's her third time at Givens' home in the past few weeks, so she knows her problems.
Her back starts to bother her when she walks too far. Another thing she does is she's a Jehovah's Witness, so she likes to go around to people's houses with the other members of the church, and that's something that she's kind of been limited in lately because she can't walk very far.
So Betty Givens' goal is to improve her walking. At this point, just getting the mail has turned into an extreme sport because she has to walk down a long, steep driveway.
I've never fallen, but kind of wobbly a little.
This is where CAPABLE can make a difference, by both treating Givens' medical issues and transforming her environment. Melinda Underwood suggests that what Givens needs is a railing installed along the driveway so she has something to hold on to.
I am going to take some measurements of the driveway so that I can let the handyman know so I can get a more accurate quote.
Okay.
But CAPABLE isn't all about railings and grab bars. While Underwood is outside, social worker Jojene Harper tells Givens that she can help her with some of her medical challenges.
We'll review your medications. I have some exercises, some strength building that we're going to go through and do together.
So once the handyman installs that railing, Givens will be able to take advantage of it. It's rare for a healthcare plan to include home repair. Sarah Zanton, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing, got the idea for the program when she was a nurse practitioner treating homebound seniors more than a decade ago.
I had a 101-year-old patient who got around her apartment in a wheelchair, and the doorway to the kitchen was too narrow to get into her kitchen with the wheelchair. And at 101, she had to get onto her knees to get into her kitchen.
Another patient of Zanton's would throw her the keys from a second-story window because she couldn't get down the stairs to open the door. Another would crawl to the door to let Zanton in.
I was looking at their diseases like diabetes, heart failure, arthritis, and realized we needed to do something more to help older adults age independently at home.
Today, there are 29 CAPABLE programs in 15 states. Some are offered by Medicare Advantage plans, like the one that Betty Givens has. Others are run by Meals on Wheels, Habitat for Humanity, or local aging organizations. In most programs, an occupational therapist and a nurse make home visits over 4 months, and depending on the patient's goals, they figure out what home improvements are needed. Zanton says that while the programs differ slightly from place to place, studies show that CAPABLE makes a difference.
75% of the people in the program improve. So they go from not being able to bathe to being able to bathe, or not being able to get dressed to being able to get dressed.
And CAPABLE is also cost-effective.
Evaluators for the government have found that it saves $22,000 on average per person, and the program only costs $3,000.
CAPABLE is a great example of a proposal that is very creative,
says Lynn Nichols, a healthcare economist at George Mason University.
Because a lot of stuff outside the normal medical sphere affects health and ultimately cost.
Nichols was a member of a committee that makes recommendations to Medicare on new ways of offering services and new ways of paying for them. The committee evaluated CAPABLE last spring.
And we all were unanimous in supporting it going forward.
That's no guarantee that Medicare will someday pay for services like CAPABLE, making them easier to access. But right now, Betty Givens is convinced it's going to work for her.
With the help of the girls, you know, coming in, this is motivating to me.
So if you live in Riverside, California, Betty Givens and her church friends may be ringing your doorbells someday soon. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.